The way to incorporation. Last year, an AGM motion called on the Executive Council to investigate the costs, risks and benefits of changing the CSPA's legal status and to consult with all members, groups and branches on it. The EC had no predetermined outcome in mind, but the most obvious was to become incorporated as a company limited by guarantee, as many of our partner organizations have done. Charitable status has proved unviable as the CSPA is unlikely to meet the Charity Commission's criteria for acting in the wider public interest. Becoming a charity is also likely to limit our ability to campaign on matters deemed political. We sought your views in the last issue of The Pensioner via a questionnaire. Meetings in Glasgow, Belfast, Reading, London and Manchester were also held to consult CSPA groups and branches. We were pleased to receive survey responses from 780 readers and would like to thank all those who took time to do this. More than half, 55%, of the responses were from members who are not part of an active CSPA group or branch, and more than 90% are not postholders in any of the CSPA's democratic structures. There was a clear majority view that the CSPA should become incorporated, as expressed by 91.5% of respondents. The EC is considering this feedback, alongside discussion points from the meetings with group and branch representatives, and will look at how to take things forward. Any final decisions will be made at the forthcoming AGM. If you would like a copy of the full report on the member survey and the round of meetings, please contact CSPA HQ on 020 8688 8418 or email inquiries@xbr.co.uk, and we will email or post one to you.